This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hello there, Rotatoes. It's Friday, and I've decided I'm going to keep this short and sweet and say, hey, go ahead and check out the Patreon, maybe check out some merchandise, maybe leave us a review, whatever you want to do. Anyway, take it away, pass me.
Bouncy die time.
Bounce it.
Ooh. Oh, that was satisfyingly
calm. Bounced right up here.
Can I have blessed us? Is that...
Sure.
I have an 8.
16.
8 total for...
Yes, indeed.
13 for Jin.
Awesome. as you take off towards this huge kind of amassed army that you can see in front of you, you can see the kind of city kind of getting closer as this all these kind of pulses of energy kind of erupt out of this like one central point, and you're sort of heading kind of directly for that. And I'm basically visiting like a much smaller kind of army. And as you, I think, look around, you're now seeing like some of these entities like swarming in from both sides as well, as it feels like you are slowly being surrounded. But your kind of aim is to sort of punch through the middle of this. And I think as you get closer, you now see that every single one of these entities, bar the three Barnabas at the front, is this same black, like jet black tabaxi. Mm. And they're all kind of like running in this like extremely like Terminator style fashion, just like knees up and just like like gunning kind of straight for you. And you see that as you kind of get really close, all of them almost uniformly, they'll be like one in one hand they'll sort of hold up and summon like a staff, and in the other hand this like long kind of curved sickle like sword will appear, and they sort of dive in to combat and attack you. And Savissal, you are the first to like make contact and like break through the first line of these creatures. What would you like to do?
I turn back to Turbine and Jin and say, are these friends of yours, someone you've met before, or is this just a new guy?
I don't think I've met this guy before.
New guy,
all right.
New guy.
Or all of this guy.
No attachments, then. I'm going to unleash.
Okay, I think for Missile's turn, as his action, he's going to use animating performance. As an action, I can animate one large or smaller non-magical item within 30 feet that isn't being worn or carried. Mm-hmm. It's going to use the dancing item stat block. I think it's got to be the Heathcliff float.
You mean half the Heathcliff, right? Because like that float didn't fully materialize. There's half a Heathcliff happened.
The half cliff, yeah.
The half cliff, yeah. There we go. Perfect. It starts dancing. Is that correct?
It becomes, yeah, it uses the dancing item stat block, but it's basically just like a battle familiar.
Okay, perfect. Mm-hmm. This giant half a cat kind of comes down. Gets, I don't know what, like, yeah, half cliff sounded like, yeah. So we're going with just a regular cat sound.
Yeah. You're actually kind of, for having not ever seen it, pretty accurate.
No one should terrorize the neighborhood, but I give you permission, Heathcliff, half cliff. So that's my action. Anyone within 10 feet of this gets to benefit from its, let's see, irrepressible dance. And if you start your turn within 10 feet of it, the item can decrease or increase the walking speed of that creature by 10 feet until the end of the turn. So if you're nearby Half Cliff, you get to move 10 feet faster.
Of course, it makes perfect sense.
Yeah. Obviously. I should get on Half Cliff and then make you 20 feet faster.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, anything else that you'd like to do?
Yes, for my bonus action, I have a cool ability I can do where I can create a mode of potential, and then as part of that bonus action, I can command Half Cliff.
Ooh, fun. What is Half Cliff going to do?
Half Cliff is just going to slam into this Tabaxi army. And I'll go ahead and give a bardic mode of potential to Jin.
Uh-huh.
So I think that I...
The kids love to see Halfcliff smashing into the armies of Modrons.
That dude with a golden mic is floating on top of one of the other floats.
Uh-oh,
just narrating
like
still.
with his signature catchphrase.
Did someone say catfight?
Why was it? Oh, why did it have to be cats? Why did I have to write down Tabaxi? Oh, horrendous. Okay.
Cats first cast. Yeah. You see, Halfcliff goes over to Jin and bows down, allowing Jin to ride him if he so wants.
Oh, sure. I kick away my stupid little bad version of the moped.
And Halfcliff will give you a small mouse toy, and that is your motive potential that you can use for Bardic Inspiration.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Halfcliff, Lord of Floats.
Ratty little toy. That this is so appreciated. Thank you.
Does Halfcliff attack?
Yeah, he's going to make a force empowered slam. Let's see, it's my spell attack modifier to hit. Let me do that real quick.
Okay, let's go. What's my
Ooh, okay, so that's going to be 13 plus 7, so a dirty 20.
Dirty 20 hits.
Hell yeah. And then this is going to be, okay, so just 5 damage.
5 damage, yeah. You see that Halfcliff just absolutely tears through 3 of, five of these cats. It's real, yeah, it's a cat, like, you just hear, and out of the melee, Halfcliff comes out shining as all of these... dead tabaxis.
I hate this. This is too whimsical. It's too silly.
What's crazy is that this could happen in the Heathcliff comic strip. It's really weird. And that is my turn.
Okay, marvelous. It is now Jin's turn, I believe.
Halfcliff, show me the meaning of haste.
Did you say ham?
No. Show me the meaning of ham.
I just want to point out that Heathcliff the cat looks like such a wrongen. It's like he looks like he's a like what? Wearing a little like a wrongen, like a wrongen? Bad guy.
You know? Yeah,
he's got like he's a little leather like jacket on.
He's a stinker.
Yeah, he's a real stinker.
Full stinker mode. Yeah,
that's kind of what it's like. An English version of
a little stinker,
little wrongen.
Yeah, okay. A bit of a Beano.
Yes.
Or no, it's a bit of a Dennis the Menace. British Dennis the Menace.
A British Dennis the Menace. What do you got, Jen?
Jen just is rolling to attack.
Okay.
I have two attacks. First roll is a 22 to hit.
Woof, yeah, that hits.
Second roll, 20 to hit.
Okay, yeah, they both hit. Go ahead, roll damage.
And I'm going to do a just first level Divine Smite on the first one.
Okay.
So I add how many die to that? It's a... Okay.
Oof. That's good. A nice.
32 damage total. Jin trying to inspire the army, his battle axe shining in the air.
Absolutely. You jump on half a glowing sort of spectral cat and you charge into battle. This huge battle axe comes out, and I'm assuming that you kind of, you know, wreathe it in some sort of like watery, chaotic sort of light, and you just start like doing the full like sweeping down and just like like the like Sauron with his mace just kind of absolutely toasting dudes left, right, and center as you take out like 32 of them. And yeah, you manage to like carve a decent
Zach really can't think about this, what we're doing right now. No, it's an army of howdies.
No, sorry, I definitely made this,
the bad guy,
bad
my
guy,
cat
black cat. I'm so sorry. His name is not Howdy, if that helps.
Thank God.
Yikes. Yeah.
Decimating Iron Arm.
Knock his teeth out.
No. Oh, wow. Too far, dude.
Yeah, wow. What? Wow, that was... I'm a little stinker.
He happened. Going full Heathcliff mode.
Unreal. Do you want to do anything with your bonus action?
Bonus action, manifest a rope.
Okay. How long?
Like whatever.
100 feet?
100 feet. 100 feet of rope.
That's a pretty substantial length of rope. It's going to be harder than like a standard 20
feet.
50
feet. 20 feet.
Okay, 20 feet. Okay, fine.
18 on the die.
Yeah,
so
okay.
Minus 1, 17.
You managed to manifest.
I was trying to eventually tether this half cliff to my old ride.
I see. You're sort of a lasso, your own ride. Yeah, absolutely. With that, can I have everyone roll me a dexterity saving throw, please?
Is a 19 going to be good for me?
It's going to be an 11 for me. Zach, don't forget that you've got a bardic inspiration.
I rolled a 10, so I'm going to add my bardic. One on the die, but I can re-roll that?
For the saving throw, you gain temporary hit points equal to the number rolled on the Bardic Inspiration die.
I got one temp HP.
Yeah, plus 4. So 5.
That replaces my 5
A brand new five.
You can absolutely keep the five if you want to.
No, I want the one.
No, it's one plus four because it's my spellcasting. So it's actually just a new five.
Oh, it's just a re-upped five.
It's a different five.
That old five was getting a little old, yeah. So that's good.
So then I rolled an 11.
An 11, an 11, and a 20.
A 19.
19? Oh,
and I don't know if anyone is 10 feet away from me, but they would get a plus three if they are, but maybe not.
I don't know.
Yeah. I think you've spread out.
You've ridden away on half.
Yes,
of them,
you
yeah,
did.
Right?
Yeah, ridden away. So you see, as a sort of a particularly, it's almost like it was like a charged sort of wave, kind of comes out, so you two that failed, you get pushed back 20 feet, and you take why didn't I roll this? That'll be fun. Yeah. Oh my god. 18 points of damage. You feel your suits like struggling to contain the like amount of energy that just got thrown out towards you. And you guys, I'll say that like you're now kind of back in the same space as Turbine because you get pushed back 20 feet.
Okay.
But you do see the kind of wave pick almost like there's so much like stuff like tacked onto the float that Sabissal's on that the wave kind of like picks up a bit like the wind underneath it and he's like, and the whole float just kind of goes back 20 feet.
There was an entire college marching band on here.
Looks like Halfcliff is rolling his way back home.
Oh, wait, Halfcliff needs to roll a dex saving throw too.
Oh, that's actually very true. How much, and then HP does Halfcliff have?
40.
Okay. So it's not like
40. Do I take the full 18 or do I take half if I, or what's the score?
Oh, you don't take
anything.
Any pass. Right. Yeah, you managed to basically like contain all of the energy as it like out towards
roll
you.
Up the windows on the mop mobile.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
How much damage was it?
18.
18. Okay. Yeah. Halfcliff got a 14?
14 total?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So
Redex.
Half. No damage then. Sorry.
Oh, great.
Because Halfcliff saves. In which case, actually, Jin doesn't go anywhere. He just kind of goes because you're on Halfcliff.
I
right
roll
now.
Back on Halfcliff. Yeah, and hang on to.
Kind of feel like it's like yeah, it's like as if like you're just sort of stuck with water just rushing over you, and you're like, oh god. Turbine, it is now your go.
Cool. Can I tell me if this makes any sense with the way this battle's laid out?
Yeah.
Can I drive forward, manifest a ramp, and drive up the ramp and sort of like either get as far over the army or land on some of the army?
Yeah. Fucking love that so hard. That is exactly the kind of shit I was picturing in my head when I came up with this mechanic. Yes!
Great.
Do it.
Great. So
roll me a... This is going to be a... I'm going to set this DC at 13. It's like large... I'm saying it's like very larger, simple. Yeah. It's just large.
Great. Okay, so sorry, that's not the sound that the Mottmobile
Can the Mottmobile please? Yeah, Zach, if we could get a bunch of wild Mottmobile, that would be great, so I can put it
sorry,
in somewhere.
Sorry, one second.
And I'm going to try to make this ramp. That is a 10 plus, so 14.
Hey, perfect. That's exactly what, yeah.
Great.
You needed 13. So, you managed to, like, I think what happens is that, like, out of the ground, this kind of ramp kind of flicks up and a bunch of the, like, these cats go flying off of the ramp as you, poof, over the top of it. Here's what we're going to say. Go ahead and roll me. We're going to do like a handling check to see how fast you were going.
Okay.
Because how fast you were going will determine how much height you get, which will determine how much crushing damage you do.
That makes sense.
Sure.
Okay,
that makes enough logical sense in this weird kind of space in which there are no rules.
Yeah.
Good. Go ahead and roll me
animal handling? Is that what this is?
No, we'll say this is, what will we say this is?
An animal.
Yeah, Mop, I don't think is an animal, so I would probably class this. There's just sleight of hand, sorry. Because it's effectively just how well you are.
Okay, that is a 17.
17? Okay, pretty good. I'm gonna say you basically get 40 feet above the army before you then start coming down.
Okay.
So you're gonna get to roll. Let's see here. I believe falling damage is 1d6 for every 10.
I believe that sounds right.
Let me just double check. Falling damage. but it's also a car, so you know,
to get a little boost.
We'll say it's 2d6 for every 10, so we'll make this 8d6.
Yeah.
8d6.
Okay. Wow.
Basically a fireball. So this car just boom, and you just see all these, you just hear a bunch of meow.
Oh yeah.
This is one right here.
That's a 6. So that's 6 plus 4, that's 10. 28.
Oh, take a bath.
34.
34 points of damage as you you absolutely hear a couple of the wheels pop. Your car is also going to take 34 points of damage. But yeah, you land crushing a bunch of these cats. I feel so bad saying cats now. Every time I'm like, no.
Keep saying leopards. It's somehow different.
Leopards. There we go. Right. Leopards. I'll say leopards.
Heathcliff.
Yeah, yeah.
They look like panther versions of Tai Lung from Kung Fu Panda.
That's exactly what I was picturing. Yes. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, it lands and like absolutely lays waste to a bunch of these things. The only thing I will say is, Al, you are like completely surrounded by them and cut off from the army.
That makes sense. Look, it was worth it for the fun of
it. Oh, hell yeah. It was absolutely worth it.
How do I mark? I don't think I've HP for my mob.
Oh, it's fine. I'll make a note of it on my end.
Okay, cool.
Each of them had 50 HP, just so like a heads up.
Okay, cool. And that was just my bonus action, because that was just
oh, cool.
Just
that's
manifesting
just your movement and
my
your
movement
bonus
and
action.
My bonus
absolutely
action.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible.
So I'm going to go ahead and as my action, I don't know my spells well enough to know what's. Let's see. I think I could probably actually maybe do a little bit more damage then with. Might be able to do more with like chromatic orb or something. Actually,
orb it up. It's a very orb themed arc.
Okay, ooh. This is going to be.
It's orbin time.
Yuck.
Okay. Here.
I'm just picturing Jared Leto's face on an orb.
Yeah, even worse.
Yeah.
Absolutely even worse. Yeah. Hate that. Absolutely hate that. Yeah. Cool.
You know what? Orbs your Leto.
Oh, it's getting worse.
Okay, here's what I'm going to do. I think this is going to make sense. I am going to twin spell chromatic orb at a second level. I think I can do all that. I think that all makes sense. A sorcery point's equal to the spell's level, so that'll be two sorcery points.
Mm-hmm.
And then just be like, boom, boom, blast out two chromatic orbs here at the army in general.
Yep. They just like pinball out. They're like,
cool. Mm. So then at the second level, that's 4d8 plus 7, I think.
Oh my.
Let me just double check that here.
Turbine is strong, guys.
And then I have to choose a type of damage this is. These guys look flammable. I guess fire damage.
Yeah, sure. The answer to most things is fire. Yeah.
So. Most things in this world are flammable.
Cats can be hurt by fire.
Okay, so pew, pew.
These like flaming orb shoot out.
Was that or about the sound effect?
Was that?
When you go pew, pew, or.
I did pew, pew, and then I was like, I couldn't remember. It's like, do I have to roll once for each orb, or is it one roll for the two orbs?
Yeah. I think it's one roll for the two
okay.
orbs.
Okay, well, it's 21 then to hit.
Okay, that definitely hits. Very
orb.
Nice.
Okay.
So 48.
All right. That is going to be, that's not great. That's 15 damage.
15 damage. Okay, that's pretty decent still, though. Love that. And with that, you very comfortably got over the threshold that you needed to hit for this round for it to be effectively like a success. Like, you've taken out enough of these dudes. Right. And you see behind you your army now filling in behind you and kind of like sort of starting to push these things back. And you can see now you're getting like much closer to this central cluster of loads of these sort of much, much larger obelisks, more like skyscraper-sized obelisks.
Yes.
A very, very, very successful round. However, you do now see that all of these leopards, now, like, they seem to, like cross over their chests, and then something seems to sort of shimmer around them a little bit. Like, there's sort of, like, almost like a slightly, something that seems to be, like, obfuscating them slightly, and you see that they, you kind of can't tell exactly where they are in this space. It's like they're in, like, they're standing in three different places at once, like, each one of them. So it almost feels like the army kind of, like, triples in size.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. As you continue to fly forward, Vissel, it's back to your turn.
Wonderful. I see my good friend Turbine enlightening the spark of creativity within his heart, combining science and art into this beautiful, perfect chromatic orb. and I am deeply inspired. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to use my manifest ability as my bonus action to create the largest bowl I can.
Bowl?
A massive glazed bowl.
Uh-huh.
Is there anything
in the bowl?
No, it is just an empty bowl.
An empty bowl.
And I want it to flop down and land over as many of the soldiers as possible.
You want to catch a spider under a glass.
Right, exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Yeah, of course.
Yeah. We can say that there's like a very tasty looking fish or a fish skeleton right in the middle. So okay. All of the tabaxi like jump on it.
Uh-huh.
And then I catch them with this big, beautifully glazed, beautifully carved bowl.
Bowl, okay.
And then once they're inside the bowl, I'm going to cast Shatter on the bowl.
Incredible stuff. I love it so much. God. Please go ahead and roll me to see how big this bowl is.
All right. how big that bowl?
Roll for bowl.
Roll bowl.
So I'll add that. That's 16 plus performance. So 21.
21. Yeah, it's I'd say it's almost too big for you to actually carry. It's like it's huge. It's absolutely huge. It's a massive, massive bowl.
How many feet in diameter would you say it is?
Oh boy.
How many cats can you fit under this thing?
I'm gonna say you could fit whatever 20 cats is. Whatever 20 leopards,
20
leopard-sized humanoids.
Okay,
is.
Well, if one leopard stands in like a 5-foot square, so that's going to be, well, like 4 leopards?
My brain will hurt, but yes, sure.
Whatever you say.
Absolutely. I'm going to say you can basically capture 20 of these things inside of it.
Okay, so basically what I'm doing is I'm capturing them inside it, and then I'm lighting a firecracker inside the bowl.
Absolutely.
In the form of Shatter. Constitution saving throw.
Constitution save?
Yeah.
I'm getting my ass handed to me, guys. It's good. Yeah, that's a huge fail.
Awesome. Mm. Okay, so they're all going to take 48 thunder damage.
48 thunder damage?
48, sorry.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I
was like,
I know.
What?
48.
And there's no leopards left. You killed all of this infinite army. They're all gone.
So that is 16 thunder damage from the shatter.
Incredible.
And then is there any shrapnel damage from the bowl exploding?
Yeah, I'll say that you managed to catch a further 4 of them who were like running over to try and like lift the bowl off of their friends.
Awesome.
You know?
Okay.
Too sad.
The blows up in the leopard's face. Wow, unbelievable. Incredible. I love it. Is that your turn?
That's my turn.
And obviously continuing to move forward. Jin.
Jin is realizing how not creative he is compared to his friend. I think he's like thinking about all his abilities, and he's like, "Yeah, just gonna keep it simple." He just raises his battle axe, and he's gonna take 2 more attacks on it as he
do it.
As well, trying to think if there's any way to flavor that. I think he's just going to use a bonus action to hold his axe up and. Add sort of another axe on the backside of it.
Oh, fun. Okay, yeah, nice.
Even if he's only really using one side of it, just so that it looks cool, like a
Darth Maul style.
Darth Maul. Okay.
2 more axes at the bottom.
14 minus 1. 13.
Yeah, it looks like a
minus
pretty...
1 kills
check
me.
Check me out, guys. Check me out.
You definitely feel like the weapon is super unbalanced now, but it's fine. You're pretty strong.
I look like I'm struggling
good.
So hard with it, but
please be careful.
Cool. Still being successful. It's fine. Go ahead and make some attacks.
Right. First attack. First attack is a 17.
That is a miss.
Oh, no. Okay.
Whoa.
Here we go.
And then a nat 1.
A nat 1?
Yeah, so I was like, oh, God.
Spectacular. Wait,
that means they get to attack us, Zach.
Look, I meant to roll that.
So, you see that like 3 of these like leopards.
I was like, check it out, guys. It's like another, like, just immediately.
I didn't think this through.
It's like a bench bar, like lands on your chest. Yeah. You're like, oh, guys, somebody spot me. Oh, someone spot me.
You got it, dude. It's all you.
It falls on his chest and he farts in front of his friend.
As you let out a little toot, this leopard, like these, like 3 leopards, like up in front of you, and take a swipe.
The bench squeaked.
It's a 2. Come on, I'm rolling a different dice because that one sucks.
No, keep using it.
No, no, no. I'm good.
Here we go. Can use it.
And then the other is going to use plus 6, 17.
17 to hit. That hits.
Thank God. Okay, and then that is... Come on. 16 points of damage. As you see that the three of these leopards like kind of run up and try and take swipes at you, but you just about manage to duck out of the way. But what you don't then see is that like four of them kind of crouch down, get the staff out, kind of put it over their shoulder and fire off like a firebolt towards you. And you just get absolutely pounded by these firebolts. Oh, sick! That's so good for me.
You don't want to
don't
hear,
do
you
that.
You don't want to hear the DM say, oh, sick.
Yeah, man.
Oh, no, congratulations, like Jasper. Inspiration?
You now see as these little leopards, these like tiny little, almost like insect-like machines kind of like sort of jump off of like out of like parts of their fur.
Bugs?
Kind of come towards you, very much like bugs. And I rolled to crit, and they're attacking all of you.
Oh, fun.
Oh.
Oh,
uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
13,
14, 15 points of damage. 15. So that's 15 points of damage because I crit, so I get to roll 8d4. 15 points of damage as these little bugs kind of come up flying out like some sort of weird, sort of strange plague. Yeah.
I knew I hated this place.
And everything as they come flying out. It is now... first of all, you do look up and you do see that there is a gigantic floating banana kind of moving above the army.
No.
There it is!
Alfonso is currently riding the giant banana and it's like, oh, to war!
The dirigible.
perfect. And so it is now
the dirigible.
Very good. Very good.
What are we looking at right now? I'm sort of, you know.
You're sort of like, I would say you're sort of like, you reckon like in the next kind of like round, in the next like sort of 10 to 15 seconds, you'll make your way into the like kind of this cluster of obelisks, which is like where this thing
where
is located. Yeah.
I think, you know, Turbine is it's a good mirroring of the start of this whole thing where it was just rushing the obelisk. Mm-hmm. I think Turbine's just going to keep on power through. There's still army in front of him, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Can Turbine manifest a snowplow to the front of the mop mobile and just sort of plow his way through these
go ahead
these
and
things.
Roll me your check to see how well you manifest a snowplow to go on the front of the mop mobile.
Fantastic. Let's just try that. I'll go ahead and I'll use my bless to juice that up a little bit. That is a 10.
10?
10.
That just about manages to make a snowplow on the front.
It's sort of creaky.
Yeah, it's pretty creaky. Go ahead and roll me a...
Do I add my arcana to that?
Oh, yes, you do.
Oh, so 14 then.
Oh, okay. That's definitely slightly better. Yeah. So, as you're going forward, I'll say that this basically stops you from, like, being, you know, like, slowed down in any way, shape, or form. And if you want to, like, use your action to move, I'll let you basically cut all the way through, like, right down the center.
Sure, yeah.
And really close to the center of this place.
Just plowing through panthers here.
Absolutely amazing. And I'll say that there's, like, it's caused, like, a bit of a, like, a kind of gap that like if the others wanted to like kind of rush in, you could do. You'd sort of be again running the risk of kind of surrounding yourselves. But if you wanted to like prioritize getting to the center quicker, then you absolutely can do that. We will go now back to the top of the round.
That was just my movement.
Oh right, yeah. Okay. Yeah, sure.
How's everyone doing as far as you're pretty hurt, right, Jin?
Yes. Yes, half glyph.
I got
depleting.
A bunch of bugs on me.
let me see if I could do. Let's see. Is Jin within 30 feet of me?
Is Jin within 30 feet of you?
I think I just went forward and missed my attacks.
Yeah, I think yes. Yeah, you're all pretty close together. Nice. Yeah.
Okay, cool. I might. Here's what I might do. I might. I can't. I'm not great at healing, but I can use my Bastion of Law.
Whoa.
I can expend 1 to 5 sorcery points to create a magical ward around myself and another creature within 30 feet of me, lasting until you finish a long rest. The ward is represented by a number of d8s equal to the number of sorcery points you spend. So I can expend spend some sorcery points to give you like a d8, that many d8s level of like temp HP.
Okay.
Cool. I'm going to be a little stingy with my points because I just don't know what we're getting
into
here.
I think you, worst case scenario, I can heal myself.
Okay, cool. I'll expend two sorcery points. So both I and Jin will get 2d8s. Yeah, so you don't roll them yet. So you get 2d8s when you take damage, roll them, and that'll soak up the damage before you do, basically.
I see.
That's very useful. Incredible. So with that, do you sort of like to also kind of like punch through the middle and sort of slightly separating yourself from the rest of the from the rest of the army, but meaning that you'll probably get through to that central place?
I'm trying to book it for that
awesome. Area. So as you're booking it for this central area, what we're going to do is we're going to sort of slightly go out of initiative here because what's going to happen is effectively the three of you are going to be surrounded on all sides, but you're going to be trying to push your way through.
Sure.
We're going to go into like a skills challenge where effectively we'll go really rapid fire, but like pick a skill, and then that's like a way that you're trying to advance yourself through this space. If you want to like couple it with a spell for flavor and stuff, you absolutely can. No. But essentially this is less about combat and more about you... Because you're not like sort of focused on like taking care of dudes. It's just like we just need to get through this as quickly as we can.
Cool.
And they are relatively distracted. The DC is lowered on what this would have been because you did quite well during the rounds to like take out enough of these dudes, and your army's still like intact enough to be distracting some of the others of these leopards. So we'll stick in initiative order, and we'll start with Vissel.
All right. So what sort of check am I making here?
Basically you pick the check that you want to use, so you can use anything you want, but it's some way of like helping you advance forward. So if you wanted to like use performance to distract a bunch of them whilst you know, your friends get a little further away or whatever it may be, something like that, basically.
Okay. So since they are tabaxis,
a giant laser
pointer. I was trying to think. That's exactly it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. We'll make this a manifestation roll. I'll say that like for every one over 10, you will distract 10 more tabaxi.
Awesome. It's a performance check right here. Plus bless. Okay.
Oh, I should roll to see if I kept bless on the 15.
Oh,
damage.
Yeah. See if you.
So that would be on 15. It's just still a 10.
Still a 10. Yeah. Because it's half four.
Okay. So I only rolled an 8.
Ah. Okay. Oh. No bless.
Okay.
Bless.
No bless.
Bless is gone.
No longer bless.
Yeah.
Still pretty good. That's going to be a sloppy 20.
Ooh, okay, so you, 100 tabaxi get led away.
They heard a can open.
Dart it up like one of the obelisks. And it's you like see all these like cats are scrambling up to try and get to it.
It's like a shoulder-mounted laser pointer. Massive.
And you're like, Turbine and Jin are like looking at it like, wow, what's that going to do? And it's like, it's like just a light.
It's just batting at it.
Like, it looks like some sort of like crazy space-aged cannon. Then it's just like,
Go get it, go get it.
Absolutely incredible. Okay, so that is a success. Jin, your turn.
Okay, Jin is, I think by far the best option for him is going to just like try to muscle through this and use his athletics to just like push through the crowd.
Awesome.
Halfcliff. Ride!
You got it, boss! Jin full running back is just like,
19.
19, very good. Yeah, you absolutely managed to charge your way through a bunch of these things.
Get out from under my legs!
Yeah, you're like, you've now like overtaken Halfcliff by some distance. Okay, it is now their turn, and they are going to try and swarm you. So, we'll make this a dex save for each of you. DC is going to be 16, which is lower than it was going to be. So 16, basically. And if you fail this, then your movement for the next round will be reduced to zero.
Okay. It's just a straight dex saving
throw? This is a straight dex saving throw, yeah.
Everyone does this?
Yes, yeah.
Does Halfcliff need to do it too?
Yes, he will.
That's a 14 for me. I don't think there's any way I can juice that up. I don't think I have any more...
14 for me as well.
Less is there anything.
I got a 10.
Mm. Okay. Interesting.
I'm going to use a luck point. I'm going to re-roll that. Let's see how that goes.
I haven't even done
a 15.
Okay. One below.
Halfcliff got an 8.
Okay, half the foot. Nay, you see all of you now. I think what happens is that the like one of these leopards basically manages to like grab hold of the laser pointer cannon and like dash it on the floor, smacking it to pieces.
No!
And as that happens, you just see all these leopards on that one obelisk kind of turn around and just yeet themselves off the top of the obelisk and just piling on top of all of you. And you're all getting like scratched and everything like that. You will take...
You were so close to catching it. You almost had it.
You're going to take then just the 3d6.
Oh, just that's stick with 3d6. Pretty good.
12 points of damage.
Okay, so I got to roll.
So you can roll 2d8. I think you...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Was it both of you? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's I rolled an 8 and a 7.
Wow.
I negated it, I guess.
So you negate.
So yeah, you negated all the damage. That's okay. pretty handy.
And I only rolled a 4.
Okay. So
how much damage was it total?
12. So that'll be down to 8.
Yeah.
Yeah. Incredible. Okay. So now because your movement speed is 0, basically a bunch more of the army is going to be able to get to your location. So everything is going to get harder in this next round. Turbine, it is your go.
Okay. Are we moved to 0 because this is like,
because they're like
difficult terrain, or is it because like magical?
They're like sort of restraining you. I think like is the it'll only last for like until the end of this turn.
Okay. They're catpiling us.
Yeah. Okay.
They are
but
catpiling.
If I cast Freedom of Movement,
Nice.
And
nice.
Would that let me that? Because
that would let you get out of grapple. Yeah, absolutely.
Cool.
Yeah. So I think I'll go ahead, and so I'll cast that on myself. I just click off my spell slot here.
While you're doing that, I'm going to go ahead and use Stone's Endurance to slough off some of the damage I just took.
Ooh.
Because I'm taking a lot of damage.
Ooh, that's a 4th level spell. I was saving one of those, but I think this is the way to do it. So I'm just going to read this, make sure I get it. I'm unaffected by difficult terrain.
Mm-hmm.
I can't have my speed reduced,
yep,
nor be paralyzed or restrained. I can also spend 5 feet a moment to automatically escape from non-magical restraints. So if I spend 5 feet, I can just get out of this scrum, basically.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Cool.
Incredible. So you can dash out if you want. Your two friends will still be I've still been kind of piled on.
Cool. Can I manifest some rope and drag them out with me?
Can you manifest rope around them?
You have a better sense of, because I don't know how separated we are.
Sure, I think you're like pretty close together. I'm going to say that this is going to be a pretty high DC if you're effectively trying to manifest the rope around them that you then have hold of the other end and then you pull them, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Leashes.
So, sure, I'll make it slightly easier if you do it as leashes instead of rope.
What about like a trailer that I hook up to the back?
I'll make it infinitely harder, yeah.
Okay, I suppose there's no harm in trying.
Hell yeah.
I'm gonna try to manifest some rope that is sort of some leashes to them and try to drag them out of the scrum. I'm rolling this now, this D20 plus my arcana, so that's 15.
15? I think you managed to get the rope around them, but you also get the sense that you've caught some of the leopards as well. And so like you're kind of pulling them, but it's like you're not getting as far as you wish to. So I'll basically say you can choose to stay there and keep the rope, or you can choose to keep moving.
All right, I'll keep moving, but I'll... you're on your own!
These cats, they hate the leash!
Okay, so then I will... So my action was casting that, and I'll take my movement now to get out of get out of here.
You get out of there and get up to the center of this this thing. You basically get to this sort of area where there is you see this kind of floating. It's kind of all wreathed in like kind of white light.
Yeah,
it's kind of floating in the middle of this thing here. Mm. And as I think you look back to see that your two friends are kind of getting absolutely piled on.
Yeah,
like it sounds bad.
Yeah.
Cats and bugs. Bugs and cats.
You, there is a moment as you kind of get up there, you feel as if like suddenly like all of the sound gets taken out of the world that you're in. And this figure steps out from around the side of an obelisk, has got like a cloak on, and their sort of head is kind of down, and they're like holding up a hand, and their hand seems to kind of be glowing with this kind of almost like clockwork like symbols like around around the hand, and you look and you see that all of the cats and leopards are frozen in place. None of them are moving, and I think out of the piles of cats you just see your two friends kind of scrambling like this basically, as this happens, you see this like, mysterious figure sort of turns to regard you, Turbine, and I'm gonna come and whisper something in your ear.
Okay.
And we'll see how Turbine reacts.
And I get them too. It's not just your witch.
It's just me.
But only you see that.
Okay.
Oh no.
So yes, that is what Turbine sees.
Okay.
What's Turbine's facial expression right now?
I think shock and confusion.
Yeah, shock and confusion. Perfect. And as this is frozen, you like the three of you manage to basically like scramble out and into this kind of central area. This mysterious cloaked figure that the two of you don't see kind of gives you a nod and then like disappears. However, everything stays frozen. And I think it is at that point that emerging from that white central space, you see this half kind of sort of organic, half mechanized leopard man kind of walks out with a sickle in one hand and a staff in the other, and sort of regards you all. And that's where we're going to go ahead and end episode 3.
Oh, no.
Another one.
What did he whisper?
We could talk about that in the Ark Bark.
Tell us in the Ark Bark?
Yeah,
it's actually the same thing that was whispered at the end of Lost in Translation.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Like,
I thought you were going to say the end of Lost.
I'm Murray.
Yeah. Well,
I'm kind of an old guy, and you're...
He says, no one will ever believe you.
Absolutely amazing. Is there anything that anyone would like to plug? Anything that anyone would throw out? Go ahead.
Hey, you can keep on watching Rock, Paper, Scissors on Nickelodeon, which I wrote on, or Big City Greens on Disney, which I also wrote on, although the stuff I wrote probably won't come out for a little while. But still, it's a great show. Mm-hmm. Great show with some fantastic art. Yeah. Caldwell, I'm sure, would agree. Mm-hmm. Check those things out.
Woo! Caldwell.
Just keep listening to NadPod if you don't mind. Yeah, patreon.com. If you don't mind.
If you don't mind.
Please, friend. A single listen. Just press play once. patreon.com/NadPod.
Love it. Zachary?
At Zakoyama and stuff. Watch our Dropout stuff, I guess.
Nice.
I think that's it for me. And this podcast as well.
Yeah, this podcast, big one. Check out Through Black Halflings. Check out Baldur's, not Baldur's Gate, hilarious. Dragon's Dogma 2. Because a minute, and it's cool. And that'll be everything for this week. Zach, how do I end these?
That's pretty much it.
Ah, boy.